you're going to do with Mr. Dominic Byrne?
I am scared. I am scared. Ill prepared.
For sex night.
I am scared.
Sorry, we moved on.
Oh, I'm getting confused. All these different topics.
No, let's right. Let's stop.
This is right.
Right. We're not talking
from
about
sex to comedy, and there's no link.
There's no link.
I'm done with sex night. Right. In fact, I was done ages ago. The Chris Moyle Show. Sleep now. National Radio. So, Mr. Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
Eddie Izzard was on the radio with us last week.
Yeah.
And he's playing three nights at St. Albans. He has put on this little comedy festival last year. Dominic went, loved it.
Love it.
So he and Eddie bonded over this.
Mm-hmm.
And when Eddie came back in again, he was saying, oh, yeah, did you enjoy it? And this and the other. You're going to come along? Yeah. And during the interview with Eddie, Eddie said to Dominic, why don't you come and do some stand-up? Come and do 5 minutes of stand-up.
Yeah.
We got this tent with new people on. Why don't you go and do 5 minutes?
And introduce acts, wasn't it?
He was kind of do a bit of stand up and then introduce the next person on.
Right. So Dominic went, sure.
Sure.
And this is like 10 days ago.
Eddie Izzard spoke to us yesterday morning, literally from the side of the stage at the Hollywood Bowl, the world famous Hollywood Bowl, the place in LA, not the Tenpin Bowling Alley.
Yes.
And he went on stage to do his encore, did his encore, thank you very much, Los Angeles, good night, walked off, picked the phone up and went, hi, to us. And we chatted to him. It was amazing. Like, really exciting chat. And during it, he said, Dominic, how are you getting on with your stand-up?
Yeah.
It's tonight, isn't it?
Tonight.
So, Dom, how are you getting on with the stand-up?
Well, I'll be honest, I haven't done anything.
Why?
Nothing.
Well, do you know why? At least it's not filmed.
Because I haven't, it is being filmed for BBC Two as well, apparently.
It?
Yeah. Do you know what? I haven't had time sounds like a terrible excuse, but I haven't really had time.
Could you not have done it yesterday instead of going out on the lash at the cricket?
Do you know what? It was kind of, we had to go to the cricket yesterday.
Sorry to sound like your mum and all, but you know, you could have, Dave went to the cricket and left at 5:15.
Yeah, I could have done that, I suppose. Yeah. I could have done that. Yes.
And also, I said to you as well, I told you to ring somebody, a friend of ours.
Yeah.
And did you do that?
No, because I don't really know him as well as you.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
You could ring Jimmy.
I've got his number. I could give him a buzz.
You could have rung Jimmy and gone, look, I'm doing... You could have rung... Right. Who are all the comics we know? Who are all the funny people we know? Right? Jimmy Carr, you could have called Jimmy.
Yeah.
And said, look, have you got any tips?
Yeah.
Paddy Keelty? Yeah.
Yes.
John Bishop?
I haven't got his number, but I do like
Peter
him.
Kay?
Yes, that's
you know,
true.
Yeah, loads.
Know some Carr. Pretty good. We know some pretty good
Alan
comedians.
Carr,
yeah.
Jack Whitehall,
Justin Lee Collins as well.
Justin,
yeah.
You know, Manford. You could have called Jason. He's a nice fella.
Yeah,
Jason Manford.
Mm-hmm.
And gone, look, I'm doing 5 minutes. What tips have we got?
Yeah,
that's amazing.
What's Paddy McGuinness as well.
No, I'm talking about professional comedians.
All right, fine.
Morning, Paddy!
Dominic?
Yes?
What's your style? Is it like there were these two, whatever, crossing the road?
He doesn't have a style.
I haven't got style yet because I haven't done it yet.
But you see, you've had 10 days to hone your craft.
Yeah, I should have...
Why do you do a routine about cats and making purr noises and it always sounds like they're drilling behind the sofa?
I like that one.
Do you know what you could do?
That's Izzard classic.
Well, maybe you should do musical comedy and maybe you should do something involving your guitar skills, like a comedy song.
Maybe that's the thing. You do old Eddie Izzard stuff and see if it works
music.
As well for you.
Yeah. That's a music.
Yes.
In French.
French.
I now feel as though I should have prepped a bit
more. You could play a song in French and sing it.
Really? I don't know any songs in French.
Frère Jacques or something? I don't know.
Oh, I know that one.
We need people to laugh though, right?
Yeah, that's true. See, I've got an idea. Can I run through my idea with you?
Mm. Yes.
And it's a bailout idea, I'll be honest, because I haven't really prepped enough. I write down 100 jokes, okay?
Yes.
So I go on stage with a load of A4, basically 100 jokes. And each joke is assigned a number from 1 to 100. I ask people in the audience to shout out a number. 57! There was these two blokes who walked into a shop. So it's like that. It's like bingo jokey.
It'd be very disjointed.
Mm. Jokey bingo.
It'd be very disjointed.
Jingo.
Do you want to do it? Do you want to do it?
Yeah, try
it. You got any Atmos you can play in the background?
Just like silence would probably be best.
No. Well, you mean like laughter and raucous hilarity.
have you got the sound effects of tumbleweeds?
Yeah. Do you have silence and confusion?
Yeah. Have you got a comedian dying on stage sound effects? Yeah. Let me find that for you.
Paddy McGuinness! No, I'm joking. Morning, Paddy!
Morning,
he's
Paddy.
Very good, isn't he?
He won't be awake. 8:20, McGuinness.
No chance.
Not a chance.
No chance.
Oh, he might be now. He might be up doing it. It might be bringing his wife breakfast in bed. Nah.
No material,
no problem.
Yeah, no material, no show.
No material, no paycheck.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
you
come
got something?
On.
Right, yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I think you should try out now with us and just to see how it would feel.
Well, this is the thing. I haven't written all the jokes yet.
How many jokes have you got out of 100?
Do that today.
All right, people can text in jokes. Dom will read them, and the ones we laugh at will make it tonight.
Just assign the jokes on a text number, provided you've checked that they're broadcastable.
Okay, that's true.
And if you do...
People are saying you should do fake Adele.
See, that's... I don't think so.
I don't think so.
It's a radio
All right,
thing.
You ready?
Yeah.
Right, got a brand new comedian for you now. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Dominic Byrne.
Hello, St. Albans. Oh, it's lovely to be here. I live here, and you're like a local crowd for me. Yeah. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to do jokey bingo, I just call it jokey bingo, where you shout out a number, and I will have a look at my joke list, and I will tell you a joke beginning with that number. Who wants to go first?
Me.
Yes, sir, down there. What number would you like?
Number 12.
Let me have a look in my joke book. Okay. There were these two Mexicans, right? And they were in a standoff, I think. And they spotted a bacon tree in the background. A lot of echo. And they...
What time's Eddie Izzard on?
It doesn't matter. And they spotted the bacon tree.
Are you in right, said Fred?
And, no, I'm not. And Pedro said to the other Mexican... Please. It looks like a bacon tree. And to cut a long story short, he said, it's not a bacon tree. It's a ham bush.
41.
It's a ham bush. 41. Knock, knock.
Now, do you see the point I'm making?
Yeah. I genuinely hadn't thought about heckles.
No.
Right. Assign 10 people at the front.
What,
and you go to them one by one. Then you don't have the whole audience shouting numbers at you constantly.
Yeah, that's true.
Dom.
See, all the jokes need to be quicker. You know,
and also, you see,
if
it's just you in front of a load of confused-looking people and you're randomly shouting out numbers and getting no applause back...
That's like a Friday night for me.
It would be like you're working in Argos.
Yeah, really?
You know, yeah.
Right. And is that not... That's not a good
439!
Yeah.
439!
439!
It's a kettle!
That's what it's going to be like.
It won't be like Argos.
It will be.
Funny and brilliant.
Argos. Eddie has just played Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But he's probably getting off an aeroplane and getting in the back of a taxi or a car, listening on the radio. He's buzzing.
Yeah.
He's all fired up.
Yeah.
The taxi driver has Radio 1 on, naturally. Eddie hears you going, 42, sure. Right. And he's thinking, oh, what have I done? What have I done?
What do you think? Oh, I don't know what to do. It's hard, isn't it? I mean,
what about your guitar?
I think you need to use music.
Really?
I think it's your best angle. Yeah.
For what? But am I not naturally very funny?
You are, but what you've got to do something. You can't just walk on and go.
I can't do numbers.
Your impression of Chris Martin is funny.
That's good.
And
do you like that?
Fake Adele is funny.
Right, Chris Martin.
But no, it's not going to work. It's not. That's not going to get a huge laugh and a round of applause, is it? It's completely out of context.
Who's this? That and then Chris Martin.
Right,
yay.
If you were to walk in. Right, let's do. Do right. You Jules Holland. Okay, right. watch this. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dominic Byrne.
Hello again, St. Albans. Or for the first time. Hello.
Hello.
Here's an impression of Jules Holland.
Ladies and gentlemen, from over there to over here, the Kaiser Chiefs.
What time's Eddie Izzard on?
See, now, why have you done that?
Why have we done that?
Yeah, they would laugh at that.
Right, Dom, here's one for you.
That's funny.
Right, we'll write this one down.
You're lucky Eddie hasn't so far texted.
Right. Write this one down.
So you're still
number,
on.
Number 15. Right. Who is the boss of tissues?
Who's the boss of tissues?
Handkerchief.
That's good. See, I mean,
you need 100 of these, so we need to take everything.
I'm going to go on Google. Yep.
You understand it, though, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Of course I understand it. Chief.
Dean, who is the exec producer of Chris Miles Quiz Night, which is on tonight, by the way, in case you want to watch it, and you should watch it, you know why.
Why?
He said if you practice first, you can warm up the Quiz Night audience on the next film.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, your warm-up's brilliant.
Yeah, well, yeah, but, you know...
Is it Andy?
Andy's... He can never do a full series without having a day off and doing a gig for more money.
He's very good.
Elsewhere. So, more lolly! But you can do that if you want.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
You're going to have to do something.
I know.
You need an angle.
I need it, yeah. I either need a joke that lasts 5 minutes.
Oh, I've got one of them.
Have you?
Yeah, the one about the fella fishing in the park. You can have that one if you want.
Oh, it goes on forever.
Honestly, it goes on for a long, long time.
Without saying what the punchline is.
Can't say what the punchline is ever.
Oh, okay.
Not on the radio.
See, this is the problem, because it's being filmed. So I can't be blue.
Ah, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's slightly blue.
Right.
Can I try something?
Yeah.
Maybe character is better for you. Maybe if you went on in a dress and a wig as Adele.
I'm scared enough as it is. I'm not wearing a dress.
Let's try it.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one and only pop star, singer, sensation that is Adele.
What? Hello. I am fake Adele. Nice to see you. How is everyone tonight? Good.
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Doctor who?
You said it already.
The only thing of that is it hurts.
Do you know what? That's already better.
Yeah. Fake Adele. Weirdly. Fake Adele, I have a question.
Oh. Yes.
I have a question for you, Fake Adele.
Yes.
He hasn't asked for questions from you.
I haven't asked yet.
What time's Eddie Izzard on?
That's rude. That's very rude. I'll give you a slap right in the face.
See, that's better already.
Here's one for Fake Adele, right? What you do? You go. Do you know what makes me cross?
What? Do you know what makes me cross?
Lollipop ladies.
Lollipop ladies.
Why do you just do one line as Fake Adele? What,
really?
Yeah.
Is that not weird? They're going to film it. There's the bald man
with
a wig
with that?
Dressed up as a woman being not very funny. That's what it would look like on the television.
No, it's fine. If one. Yeah, you just do one. Right, do this one, okay?
What do you call two cabbages in a road?
Do it as a Fake Adele. Do it as a Fake Adele.
What do you call two cabbages in a road?
I don't know.
The dual cabbage way.
Right, brilliant.
Chris.
Just do the lifeguard hippie joke. Do that one.
Which one's that?
Why did the lifeguard save the hippie?
Why did the lifeguard, save the hippie?
Because he was too far out.
Because he was too far out, man.
There you go, you see.
Man.
I think that's good.
Can you do that one, do you think?
Which one?
This one here.
Highlights it.
I don't know how to do that.
You press one of the colours.
Okay.
No!
The one about the camouflage jacket?
No.
Have you highlighted it? Put the mouse in one of the colours and click it.
Right. Bear with me. I've lost it. Oh, right, here we go. Oh, I've lost it.
Do the girlfriend leaving you one. Your wife's just left you.
But I'd be Fake Adele. Can you become a husband?
Your husband.
My husband has just left me.
Because you're obsessed with pasta.
Because I'm obsessed with pasty.
Pasta.
Pasta.
Oh, my God.
This is funny already.
I'm obsessed with pasta. Not pasties.
Oh, no.
Definitely not pasties.
Your husband... Dave, what have you done? You've highlighted everything.
I know.
Dominic. Say, my husband's just left me.
Yeah, my husband.
Oh, it's sadder than that.
My husband's
no,
just...
No. Right. And then you go, yeah, because I'm obsessed with pasta.
Because I'm obsessed with pasties.
And then you do the punchline. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, here we go.
Oh, no. My husband's just left me.
Oh.
Oh, it's much sadder than that.
Oh.
And it's because I'm obsessed with pasta. I'm Fellini. I'm Fellini Cannelloni.
No, I'm feeling.
Cannelloni. Cannelloni.
Yeah,
I'm kind of lonely.
I'm Fellini Cannelloni.
I'm Italian director called Fellini Cannelloni.
If it goes like that, it will be the funniest bit of the show.
When it Fake Adele goes, I'm in a bit of a rush, so I got my mate.
Fellini Cannelloni.
I worked out these jokes for the pub last night. It's a bit scribbly. I don't really know what I've written.
Yeah.
And you go, I had 12 yogurts last night.
Yeah.
I was Mullard.
Mullard.
No, hang on. Yeah. No, I was Millard.
Oh,
no.
Mallard. Like the duck.
Oh, I was a Mallard.
Look at Alan, so not laughing.
Oh.
I've got a joke. I'm sorry if you've already done it, because I was walking from the other room, but yeah. I just saw it on the text and I like it. And this is me laughing hysterically at the joke.
Yeah.
Ready, Dom?
Ready, yeah.
A man walks into the bar. Idiot. Oh, that's quite good. Okay, just me. I wouldn't recommend that one, but I like that. Into a bar, so it hurts. Ouch. Idiot.
Chris, yeah. I've highlighted that one I was trying to do before.
Okay, thank you.
The one in yellow.
I can't see it. My text has moved on.
Oh, really? Do you want to read it off? Just...
Press yellow at the top, and that will show all the yellow highlighted ones.
Okay, let me have a look like this. Text that someone's...
Don't read it first.
No, don't.
Have you just highlighted one he can't read out?
No, I'm trying to gauge whether you can or not.
No, you definitely can't.
Do you not think...
A message to the bloke in who...
No.
Right.
No!
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah. You definitely can't read that one out on the radio.
So, nailed it.
Adele could do the what's ET short for joke.
What's it? Oh, yeah.
What's ET short for? Because he's got little legs. No, but when Adele does it, it has to be, it's extraterrestrial.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. Do that.
He's extraterrestrial.
That. Let me hear you do it. Go on, Adele.
What's ET short for?
I don't know. What's ET short for?
Extraterrestrial. That's like his full name.
And then you finish by saying, I'm Fellini Cannelloni.
I'm Fellini Cannelloni.
Not Fellini Cannelloni.
You wrote Fellini.
I wrote Feeling.
Fellini, I wrote
Feeling, right?
Feeling.
Fellini. That G I wrote, is
what,
not...
what does that say, Dave? It says, I'm feeling Cannelloni.
It does look like this. You can't see the first A. Yeah.
The L looks like an A.
There's no A, it's an E.
Oh, yeah, the first E is one.
F-E-E-L-I-N-G.
I'm Fellini Cannelloni.
By the way, Fellini Cannelloni is a brilliant name.
Isn't it for like an opera singer? Yeah. Oh. Fellini Cannelloni.
Laugh it up there, Baldy. You've got to read the news in a minute, and you've got the meerkat in there. It's a good look.
Yeah. He's talking about the market. Yeah. It's Alexander.
Simples.
Yeah. Good luck with that one.
Are you right, Tina?
What's a pork insider?
Not now, Holly. Oh my goodness, mate.
This is going to be brilliant tonight. I'm so disappointed I can't be there.
Yeah, I know. Are you all right?
Not really.
You've got...
Dominic's really lost it.
I'm Fellini Cannelloni.
Ah, it's not funny.
I'll be thinking of you, Dom.
Whoa, not funny. Not funny.
Yeah.
What is it? What?
Are you it's Bono.
Bono, we don't have time now, for God's sake. We're doing...
Okay, I'm all good.
Have you still got the meerkat story in there?
I'm all good.
Oh my god! Dominic Byrne, I've never heard this before. Do we need to calm things down a bit?
Yes, we do. You know what? Yes, we do.
Dave needs to get out.
Hang on, why is it always my fault?
Because it's always you, Dom.
Tina, what does Dave need to do?
He needs to get out.
Why is it always me?
I don't even know what's funny.
I don't know what's funny. I genuinely don't know what's funny. Right, I'm ready. I'm ready.
And Tina laughs, she sounds like she's going to vomit. Oh. Right, you're right.
I'll be in the other room.
All right, think of serious things. Think about Fincham's face. No, come on, no, we'll make you laugh.
Oh, I'm back in the game now.
Yeah, okay. I'm sad now.
Here we go.
All right. No, oh, Tina. Do you know what? I'm going to have a music break.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a music break. Right, I think you need a 30 second music break.
Let's reset the mood.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Father, son. Wine for the woman who made the rain come. Seagulls, sing your hearts away as wild sinners sin, the children play. Oh Lord, how they play and play for that happy day, for that happy day.
Will it be a happy day tomorrow after a successful show tonight? Do you know what? I think it's going to go down well.
Do you know, I really hope so. I'm so nervous about it.
Do you know what? We'll come up with some stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. And, of course, you've got to remember, there'll be people listening who are going tonight, so you'll have support.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Obviously, if you do any of the jokes we've just done, people will shout at the punchline before you, but you'll be fine.
I'm on at 5:40.
5:40? Yeah. All right. 5:40, if you're going to St Albans tonight to see Eddie Izzard. 5:40 in the kind of new bit tent.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
All right, okay. Let's get our serious faces on. Right, we need to play some music. And we've got, right, Nicki Minaj.